Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Secco is back. See, Peter is a member of our Brain Trust. He's an author, a psychologist, psychology professor, and a former practicing practitioner, I should say. He's an adjunct professor at Niagara University in Lewiston, New York. He's the author of a book called What's Your Anger Type? Multiple editions on that one. And hundreds, maybe thousands of articles he's written on a number of different topics. He's a radio host. He's a TV host. God help him. And he's our friend, Peter. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be on, Jim. Good morning, and everybody listening. Hope you're having a wonderful morning so far.
Good to have you here. So let's talk about anger. What made you want to focus on anger?
Well, you know what, Jim? I've been in this field now, and, you know, just turned 2017, about 25 years, which is kind of scary. And I've worked with thousands and thousands of people with anger management issues and addiction issues, and you know, anywhere from disgruntled employees at work to, you know, mothers that lose it and have even gotten abusive with their kids, to domestic abuse between couples, to working with incarcerated individuals for attempted murder and even murder. And the one thing that I learned, that anger is a normal emotion, but it's how we use it that can get us into trouble. Mm-hmm. And I was fascinated by it, and I then identified that there's actually 12 types of anger.
So let's go. I've been working on a project that I'm going to be revealing a lot later on the year with regard to what I call the two active forces in humanity, fear and greed. Those are the active. I call them active forces, Peter, because we don't have to remember them. They remember themselves. They're primal. When we wake up every day, those are loaded up. The triggers are ready to fire for any reason, fear and greed. So how is anger connected to fear? If fear is primal, if fear is an active force, it doesn't have to be remembered. How does anger connect to that?
Well, it's really interesting that you mentioned this, Jim. It's like, wow, we have telekinesis, ESP between the two of us, because I actually get into it in depth within the book. That on the level, humans are motivated by two primary things, fear or greed. Mm-hmm. You know, and people will go, what about,
we have to point out quickly, folks, that fear is often good and greed is often good.
Absolutely.
They're not good or bad, is how you use them. Go ahead.
Correct, because fear will save your life from jumping over a cliff or at the edge of the Empire State.
Sometimes fear is giving you good information, right?
Absolutely. And the flip side of it with you're looking at greed, gain is a, you know, on the continuum of greed. So you go
right.
to work every day to gain an
progress,
income.
Progress, yeah. and hopes and desires. That's all part of, so those are all flavors of greed. But back to the connect anger to fear.
When you respond out of fear angrily, sometimes it comes out in the form of jealousy. Because mm-hmm. you fear losing something that you believe that you own, and it happens in a lot of abusive relationships. Or moralistic anger, which I get huge into the book, talking about, and this is what's happening in a lot of political climates right now, people are fearful or, you know, just misinformed of other races, religions, even gender, or political ideology, so they feel that they are enabled to behave a certain way or even entitled to be aggressive or abusive towards a different belief system that they don't subscribe to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, you know, if your family, somebody in your family is threatened and you're afraid that they're going to be harmed, there is an angry type of emotion that's going to well up in you to cause you to defend them.
Yeah, and that would be called
go ahead.
Reactive fear.
Okay.
A reactive anger, because your family or your loved one is being threatened, so you get angry to protect them and to protect yourself. So that's reactive. Versus, Jim, is if you were attacking somebody, then just for the sake of doing it, or bullying them, then that's predatory
right.
anger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anger is sometimes good, just like fear and greed. And but how do we talk to us about how we recognize it in ourselves and then and maybe manage it?
Well, I think the first thing, Jim, and it's really, really important, is anger is much, you know, an anger problem is much like an individual who's an alcoholic that's got a drinking problem. You have to accept that it's there, especially if people are telling you it's there, mm-hmm. you're getting into trouble, or if the law's getting involved, then, hey, you've got to admit 50% of the solution is admitting you have the problem. The next 50% to finish it off is then dealing with it and using effective means for treating it, which would then mean, Jim, you have to first identify what your anger type is. As I mentioned, there's 12. And then the second thing is you've got to identify what is your trigger that is setting you off.
But now, these types that you have, I mean, I could be one day and one the next day, right? Depends. It's not necessarily ingrained, embedded in my personality as it is the environment, right? What's going on?
Oh, absolutely. You could have a plethora of these anger types, which, interesting, where you have
my
one.
I think my wife says I have all these.
You have road rage?
From time to time, yeah.
But you're right. It can vary with the climate, you know, change from day to day. You could be mild-mannered at the office and have some issues, moralistic anger, because something is happening to, let's say, your religious belief, somebody's offended
mm-hmm.
you. The next, and then it goes away. A week later, you get cut off on the way to work, so you shift
you have
into a sense of road rage.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. And then you could get into what I call technological rage, where you have issues where you get really angry when you're texting
right.
or you're on social media. That could mm-hmm. set you off. So it does vary, but usually there is an underlying most popular anger that you keep falling back into. And unfortunately, Jim, people can learn your triggers and then purposely
right.
set you off.
And so that's the issue, isn't it? It's not whether you get angry. It's how quickly you get to anger. Would that be a good way to say it?
Yeah, you can go from 0 to 16.01 seconds when it comes to anger.
But that's
especially
I was just going to say that's the point. It's not whether you can do that or not. The question is, when things happen to you, how quickly do you go from not being angry to angry when maybe there should have been 3 or 4 more steps in the middle, right?
Absolutely. But the longer, when you become angry all the time or you get into habitual anger,
mm-hmm.
the situation is you become conditioned to the point where you just react.
Right.
You forget to think, though. You are thinking.
I got to take a quick break, Peter. I need your website, please.
It's www.petersacco.com. That's Peter, SACCO.com.
All right, check it out. What's your anger type? That's the book title. Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.